Welcome back to another episode of the Mac Rumor Show. Hartley, good afternoon. How's it going? Are you so excited that we finally got the word?
I am now. Okay. I feel like we're nearly there and we can nearly stop talking about these iPads.
Well, that's funny. I thought about that too. But now we actually have to like continue to talk about the iPads a lot more than we already are, because we're going to talk about them today. Maybe not next week, but then they'll be announced the following week, and then we'll talk about them again the following week, because then I'll have maybe had time to get them in, or reviews will be out. I don't even know what the whole thing is going to be. We'll talk about all of that. But before we talk about everything, due to the iPads coming out or being announced on that week of our special in-person 100th episode, we're going to push our AMA style episode where you guys send in questions and we just kind of chat about, you know, it doesn't have to be tech. You can ask us literally anything you want, but we're going to push that to the following week. So it'll be our 101st episode special. But we still need a bunch of questions from you guys. We have some good ones in. Let us know in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're not, you're an audio listener, pull over if you're in the car, or just whenever you get somewhere safely. You can reach out to me on Twitter. You can ask us. You can DM me. My DMs are open. Or you can email me, dan@macrumors.com. You can also send in a video of yourself asking the question. We'll put that into the podcast if you want to. Otherwise, the text is fine. So, yeah, ask us the questions, and we'll try our best to answer them. Now, again, because of the whole iPad stuff, you know, now we have to do it a week later. But, yay! Hartley, iPads, they're here. They're coming. And they're not going to be just a press release. It's going to be an actual event. How do you feel about this?
Well, I always thought it was a little bit strange when we were not expecting an event for these, because there's actually quite a lot of hardware that we're now expecting. So we've got two new iPad Airs, two new completely redesigned iPad Pros, and then two new accessories as well. And it's worth bearing in mind that to actually unveil a completely redesigned product would be pretty unheard of via press release. We have had some things like AirPods Pro, AirPods Max. Those things were press releases, but I don't know about things like iPads when they have been completely redesigned. The 2018 Apple event was pretty significant when we got the last time the iPad Pro was redesigned. So I think there's more than enough to fill up an event. And actually, there are a couple of wild card announcements to go on top of the iPads, which maybe we could talk about a little bit later.
So a couple of things that stand out. Obviously, you know, we just love to dive deep into event invites and, you know, what the artwork means. And I think it's pretty obvious, you know, considering that one of the main one is like an animated Apple Pencil. I don't understand what let loose means in terms of like anything specific besides maybe just let your like creative juices flow, let those loose and draw on the iPad. But, you know, it clearly hints iPads are coming, but also Apple Pencil, that was something that is rumored, but like we really don't know a whole lot about them. But the thing that stuck out to me the most about the event invite is that it's at 10 a.m. Eastern, which means it's at 7 a.m. Pacific. So if there was some sort of media, and I don't know anything yet, no one's really announced, you know, hey, I'm going to this. If there was some sort of media presence, I think it's going to be a lot like the Scary Fast event, which was at night, another strange time, in which case they had like a very select few out, I believe in New York, possibly. I don't think there was a West Coast portion of that. So it was just like a little small get together, and then they were able to check out the products immediately after. It's not going to be like an iPhone event where, you know, there's people at Steve Jobs Theater and then able to check out the iPhone and stuff afterwards. Or if they do that, then 7 a.m. is pretty rough. That would seem cruel. So I'm guessing you agree with me on that.
Yeah, I do. I think it's interesting that Apple is experimenting with some different timings for its events, clearly. We're a long way away from Apple actually hosting proper in-person events that are not pre-recorded now. And I think Apple is just seeing what works, maybe in terms of timing. So we had that nighttime event. Now we're going for something completely different early in the morning. It works for us, at least when we're covering it, because we'll have the whole of the day to dig into all of the tidbits and really have some time, which we don't always have when it's a little bit later in the day. So it works for me. I just wonder, what does this mean for Apple events going forward?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see exactly if this changes anything for like major events. My guess is probably not. I'm guessing WWDC will be largely the way it's been for the last few years. The iPhone event, hopefully. That's a really fun event. I hope that it continues to be where everybody is in one room together, because it just makes things like, I don't know, it just makes it more enjoyable when there's a crowd. Although, if you're watching at home, you don't really see the crowd reactions, but the crowd reactions really do help sometimes. I think it really gains perspective. It could also hurt Apple in some cases where, like, if things are not good. You know, remember back in the old days where people would groan at the prices and you'd hear that? Like, you know.
Yeah, the Mac Pro stand. That was a great moment.
I feel like
not the Mac Pro, the Pro Display XDR stand. That was it.
Yeah. I feel like the Apple Watch Ultra, I don't believe I attended that event. So... yeah, I don't think I was that. That was a little bit before, but that one was. I feel like there was probably an audible groan when they said the price of the Apple Watch Ultra was only going to be $799 when we were thinking like over $1,000+. So I feel like, you know, in some cases it can help.
I think if you can see people's genuine enthusiasm, then you have more faith in the product. You don't feel it's so curated, so polished, so sort of organized.
Yeah,
because it is an endorsement, ultimately, of the brand. And I feel like that's been lost a little bit. I miss the culture of those in-person events.
Do you want to talk about what we're going to be getting?
I think we should. I think there is enough.
Yeah. Let's start with the iPad Airs. My guess is they're probably going to start with the iPad Air. So let's just do what we think this is going to be like. So, okay, we've talked about this a bunch, but let's refresh everybody's memory. Two new iPad Air models coming with the M2 chip. And when you say, you know, why is that a big deal? Two new iPad Air models. We've never had two at the same time before. So we're expecting basically these to be the new iPad Pros in a way, because they're going to adopt the same size options.
So it was rumored that the iPad Air would be bringing over those panels from the iPad Pro. But it was always a little bit of a weird rumor because those mini LED panels are really expensive. And the positioning of the device is already such that it's competing heavily with the iPad Pro. So it seemed a bit odd. But yesterday it emerged that will no longer be the case. The interesting thing about this is in a little addendum to this rumor, this came from Ross Young, who is a display analyst. And he said that there is still the chance that Apple will release a mini LED iPad in the fourth quarter of this year.
For what?
I don't know. I have no idea what that could be. So it could either be, in my mind, a low-end 12.9-inch iPad Pro option, maybe, or maybe even an 11-inch if they had that panel waiting around. They never quite brought it to the iPad Pro in time, so they thought they'll bring in like an entry-level iPad Pro. Or they will introduce it as a high-end option for the iPad Air. So when you're configuring the iPad Air, you would be able to configure it with a mini LED display.
So not
or
three
something
options,
else entirely,
but like
an iPad Studio. I don't know, but
oh no, you can't make it an iPad Studio because that would imply that it's like the highest of the high, according to the. Oh man, this is where we're going to start getting in our high horse again about names.
Well, the Studio, the Mac Studio is below the Mac Pro. So if there was an iPad Studio, that would be below the iPad Pro. But above the iPad Air. If that was like a big screen iPad that was something else, which we have heard rumors about in the past, that would kind of make sense to me. But this is not what we've had rumored. This is just me speculating. But yeah, it looks like we're not going to have mini LED, at least right now. But there is this rumor of something else to do with it later this year.
That is disappointing because that rumor made a lot of sense because it's like, oh, well, we've still got leftover displays. You know, for the iPad Pro, why not just use that in this new larger model and kind of make it more money? They could have made it more money and it would have been fine. Like, it could have been like the iPad Air Extreme. Okay, don't do that to the names. Just leave it alone. But I don't know. I was looking forward to that. That would have been easily the best iPad to recommend to people that wanted something a little bit more, you know, obviously large in size, but like, you know, I want an iPad Pro without spending the money. It's like, well, here's basically a recycled iPad Pro for you. At a discounted rate, go for it. Maybe Apple knows that would be like, oh, who's going to buy the real iPad Pro then? So I'm bummed that I missed that rumor, but I'm glad that we could clarify. Okay, so that's not happening anymore. Bummer. You said there's another iPad potentially coming later this year with that mini LED display. Something coming with the mini LED display, which is weird. I could see that being something that doesn't end up happening personally. But
yeah, I agree. I agree. It's an interesting little thing in the mix right now.
What about the landscape camera? Do we have any concrete evidence as to how Apple's going to pull this off, or are we all just kind of speculating? Because, you know, obviously the reasons why we don't have that right now is because that's where the Apple Pencil 2 current model that magnetically attaches, charges, docks, connects, all of that, that's where that goes. It goes on that top portion. And from what we understand, also, do we have like clear concrete evidence that is not possible to have both of those things there? Or are we just assuming there's not enough room to have all of that in there?
Well, when you look at teardowns, it would be a squeeze.
It would be a squeeze. So, also, you probably don't want a magnet near cameras.
Yeah, so that's part of it. I still can't decide what I think about this rumor, because in the CAD renders we've seen, the camera is in the same place. This is not a redesign that we are expecting for the iPad Air. So we've got that rumor alongside the rumor that the camera is going to change, which would make sense, right? Because people have always complained about the camera location, and even Apple has kind of acknowledged it, because on that 10th generation iPad, they did move the camera, but that is the iPad without the inductive Apple Pencil charger. So if they move the Apple Pencil to a different side of the device, if they even move it slightly further along, then maybe they can do it. Maybe you're right and they can fit both in the same place, but it's just one of those rumors right now that I don't know which way it's going to fall.
You know what I can see happening? I could see it being a pro model feature at first, which is weird because it's not. It's on the 10th generation iPad, so like, it's not a pro feature. But I could totally see it being Apple is literally just taking and repurposing the existing panels and structure that they have already with the iPad Pro, making that the iPad Air. And then the iPad Pros are going to get a little bit of that redesign, the change. They'll move that over. And then maybe next year or in 2 years, we'll get every iPad in the lineup getting, you know, which I hate. I hate that that's even remotely a possibility, but just make it all the same now, please. But if you want to be a pro at your video calls, this is how it's going to be. So I don't know.
Well, now you get third-party webcam support on the iPad. So if you really wanted to be the king of video calls, you could plug in your third-party webcam. You could plug in your DSLR if you wanted to.
That's true.
And have great camera quality on your iPad Pro.
You know how much that like shocks people whenever I do that sometimes? They're just like, people don't know how to react. They're like, wait, what? Why do you look so good in your video? And like, I'm like, well, I don't know. I got the stuff here. I might as well use it. Nah, man, it's just so much easier to use the existing camera.
That's true.
It's right there. I don't want to take stuff with me. And I don't want to look off to the side or make it look like I'm not looking anywhere near you. It seems strange. It's time to change that. But anything else that you're expecting with these new iPad Airs that you want to talk about?
The M2 chip, that'll be a nice upgrade. I'm not too sure there's actually going to be much else. There'll be some little camera upgrades, I expect, because all of the iPads have had basically the same camera technology for like 5 years. And other than maybe little improvements that you're getting because of the ISP, I think that now is the time for a camera hardware upgrade. So that would not surprise me. Camera upgrade, maybe the camera, front-facing camera moving. We get that slight redesign of the rear camera array as well. The M2 chip. And the larger size option. That is okay for an iPad Air update. You know, it's not Apple's latest and greatest technology. It is a middle-of-the-road option, which is great for most people.
Yeah. I mean, I use my iPad. Actually, I have it right here. I use my iPad Air sometimes when I travel just because it's the smaller version. But, like, I don't know. I don't need to take the iPad Pro all the time with me. Then I do miss the larger screen. So, like, it could be one of those really good tablets for those who are a borderline considered iPad Pro user, but, like, just want something larger to use, you know, get out a few emails on the plane, browse the web. They want to write some things. It's going to be a great companion for people who travel and just want that larger screen and don't want to spend. Now, how much are the iPad Pros going to be is the real question that we get into this.
Yes, definitely more expensive, I think.
Yeah, which is a bummer. Let's just move on to the iPad Pros.
Yeah.
Why are they going to be expensive, Harley? Tell us what we're expecting.
So the main reason will be the OLED displays, okay. Which is exciting because it is one of those products, other than the Mac, where we have not had OLED. And we kind of got a little bit of the way there with mini LED, which is better than LCD for having those deep blacks. But I think we've all seen some of the blooming on those iPad Pro models, certainly if you own one. At some point, you will have noticed that the blooming effect that you get because of mini LED, because it has dimming zones rather than each pixel turning on and off like you get with OLED. So you just don't get deep blacks that are quite the same. And because the iPad Pro is, for a lot of people, is a content consumption device more than it is used for a lot of other things, display quality is really important. So OLED is a really good upgrade, but they are more expensive components, and it looks like they're going to cost Apple at least, I think it's something like $150 more per unit now. So we can expect that to translate to higher prices, which also, when you bear in mind that there's now this bigger iPad Air in the lineup, you can see how there's been the space made for that by the iPad Pro going up in price.
So we did this last time, but I can't even remember. iPad Air right now is $599, or when it was retailed, it was $599 or $499. I want to say it was $599.
It's $599. I think it's $599.
So that would put it, let's just say they retail for the same price again.
Yes.
That's $599.
Larger model, maybe $699.
You think only $100 for the larger model? I could see $799.
Well, it's only a display size increase, so there won't be any other differences.
I could still see $799 just for the larger display. I don't know why. That would be really lame.
I think
lame.
That would be a lot. When you have to buy an Apple Pencil and a Magic Keyboard, and that's a lot for an iPad Air.
That's the other thing. I know this won't happen, but Apple really does need to bundle at least the Pencil with the iPad Pros. You should be getting the Pencil with it.
I don't think you should be getting it with it, but I think that if you purchase all three accessories or add an accessory
discount
at the point of purchase, then it should come kind of as a package. A little bit like how you choose an Apple Watch band, maybe. I know that's a little bit different because you don't pay more or less for it if you don't include it, but I like the idea of it all being packaged together. I would like to be able to configure that at the point of purchase and watch it being, you know, I want to see what I'm buying together on the page, and I want to see it as one total, because when you buy a Mac, you add a keyboard, and say if you're buying like a MacBook, you get the options to add extra accessories, and I like all that, but I feel like with the iPad Pro, where it feels so much more essential, that could be a much more cohesive experience.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, I referenced this before, but I like the way Samsung does it. They at least give you the Pencil included, and then the keyboard is expensive. It's just as expensive as Apple has it, but you know, then you can decide whether you want that or not. Although for these larger iPads, I almost feel like a keyboard is absolutely 100% the most necessary thing over more the Pencil, in my opinion. I use the keyboard all the time. I never use the Pencil. Well, I shouldn't say never. I don't use it that often. That's another good segue into the two main accessories that we are expecting. But I do want to touch on just real quick. So we still have more things on the iPad Pro. We're expecting M3. We're expecting a matte screen option. How do you feel about that? Like a little nano texture?
Yeah, I'm intrigued by it because I don't know how that will work on a surface that you actually are supposed to be touching all the time, because I can just imagine it gripping all of the oils from your fingers.
Getting pretty
just
gross.
Just getting horribly, just in a nasty state. So, I mean, maybe Apple's engineered a solution to that. That would be incredible if they have. Certainly, third-party screen protectors that offer a matte display are really popular now. So I can understand why Apple would want to provide that option if they think they can deliver a better experience. But just like nanotexture on the studio display, that does come with a trade-off. It's more expensive, and a lot of the time you are losing a lot of visual quality. whether you're working with photos or text sharpness or whatever, there is degraded quality. So even if you get an hour of strong sunlight a day, the rest of the time you're not, and it's probably not worth that nanotexture. So yeah, it's an interesting rumor.
It depends on your environment. I like that it's an option and not a demanded, like, you will yes. have this. Because, like, if you are somebody that uses it for work and you work in a stereotypical office environment and you have lights above you, those fluorescent bulbs, those are obnoxious. They reflect really, really badly on things. And if your iPad's flat on your desk and you're writing notes and stuff, that's going to be obnoxious. So if you could get and mitigate some of that stuff, like, I could see, you know, a certain amount of people using that. I'm surprised we also don't have that as an option for MacBooks. Maybe that'll be in the future. I don't know. You think that's possible?
I think so. I think it's quite likely. I think considering it started, I believe, on the iMac, was it the 2020 iMac or the 2019 iMac that introduced nanotexture?
It did? And then we I thought the Pro Display XDR introduced nanotexture.
It was the Pro Display XDR yeah. and then the iMac. And then the studio display. So it's expanded Boom. Across the lineup. So next up, I think if the iPad Pro does get it, it's definitely got to be the MacBooks. And we are expecting the MacBooks to go to OLED, just like the iPad Pros. So if the iPad Pros get both OLED and nanotexture at the same time, I don't see why that can't be the case for the Mac.
Sure. We're expecting a thinner enclosure, thinner bezels.
Yeah, it should be a redesign. I think...
Look a little sleeker.
It looks like it will be moderate. They are definitely going to be thinner. Be interesting to see how they integrate MagSafe or wireless charging.
Well, so that was going to be my last thing here. Before we get to the pencil and the keyboard, what's the deal with MagSafe? Is that going to happen? I feel like every time we talk about this or there's articles about it, it's like very like it's mentioned, but it's never with any certainty. Like, you know, we're so certain that OLEDs are going to happen, obviously. So.
It looked like it was going to happen for a long time. I believe it was actually these rumors started around a year before the current iPad Pro came out. So that would have been 2021.
Yeah.
And there were rumors that Apple had a glass back on that iPad Pro. But because it was just heavy and it was prone to shattering, that was discarded and they kept the same chassis as the previous models. So maybe wireless charging is no longer being considered. But I would always welcome more charging methods. I think that an example of where that has worked really well is the AirPods Pro, because on the AirPods Pro, you can charge via USB-C, you can charge via MagSafe, you can charge via Qi, and you can charge via an Apple Watch charger. So you can always make sure that your AirPods Pro have charge regardless of what you have with you. The iPad Pro would definitely benefit from multiple charging methods. So I would enjoy that. Whether we will get it or not, I don't know, because of course it can't have a metal back if that is the case. And I'm not clear on when I looked at these CAD renders whether that it could theoretically be showing a different back casing, or could they do it through the Apple logo? I don't know.
I mean, unless it's written glass or aluminum on it, I don't know how you're supposed to tell in a CAD render. But well, I mean, it's intriguing for that to be an option. It would certainly add a little bit of spice to an otherwise, like, you know, same, technically the same features aside from the display that we've had for a while. And then I guess we might get this oriented front camera. Are we still lukewarm about that for the Pros, or are you thinking it's for sure going to happen on the Pros? Because now I'm just like, I don't even know anymore.
I'm hesitant. I am hesitant that it's going to happen.
It's a bummer.
I think a lot of people are saying that it should and that it will, but... It did not look that way in the CAD renders to me. So we'll see. Some of the renders have shown it. I have seen others that have not. But I think we're definitely more likely to get them on the Pros than on the Airs. Because the Airs is older technology. The Air is using the same chassis. In particular, obviously, the smaller model is using the same chassis. I suppose the new model is a larger chassis.
I just thought about this. Have we seen any cases yet for these?
We have, I believe.
Shouldn't that give us like a pretty good understanding of like where things are going to go?
I don't know.
Because you got.
I don't know how clearly that would show on the front.
Well, like, okay, so think about some of those cases that are like kind of invasive on the bezels a little bit. Mm. Like, I feel like there have been some that have had a little cutout for where the camera is. But also, if it's for the Pro, it's got to have a place to put the pencil unless it's able to be magnetically attached through the case.
Maybe it was only the iPad Air ones that came out. Maybe we haven't actually seen any iPad Pro cases yet. I don't know. I haven't anyway.
Maybe I might search this. iPad Pro. This is great podcast audio. You know, someone just searching something online so they can't see anything. iPad Pro 2024 case. What do we get? What do we get? I'll tell you what we get. We have my face in the way. ESR. Nope. Yeah, nothing's popping up. Okay. Yeah, I don't wait. ESR. Well, this was 9 months ago. No, 27 days ago. ESR casings on Reddit here. So, yeah, I can't really tell. There's a huge gap at the top for where the pencil would be. Also, doesn't really seem to show. Yeah, it shows camera on the left side still. Not that this. Oh, that's for the iPad Air. For the iPad Pro, it's saying 13-inch. There's legitimately a pencil on top, and I don't see a camera at all on this. It's like they removed it, or it's just like not good enough quality. Okay, so that doesn't really help, but it kind of. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think if it's ever going to happen, it's going to be this year. So we'll see. We'll see.
All right. Well, speaking of pencil and keyboard, this is the most. This is what I'm mostly excited about, I think, because we don't have a whole lot of information. We just are expecting new. And like this should be a new pencil. This should be a redesigned keyboard. We do have some more info on that, so let's start with that one. Mark Gurman has said multiple times that the redesigned Magic Keyboard should feel more laptop-like, whatever that means, and should have more premium materials. Though I guess that's not going to mean premium materials all the way around, because my assumption is that they don't want to make it super freaking heavy, but. I don't know, man. I am very much out on the current material that we use on, or that Apple uses on the Magic Keyboard right now, especially the white. It's awful. I've got just marks everywhere.
Mine looks fine. I got mine on launch day, and I've been using it every day. And
every day? Still looks, use it every day?
Pretty much.
Do you take it anywhere? So all I do is put it in a book bag. And I have like other things in there, but not like anything crazy. And I've got like I've got black marks along the side of the top, and then I have some like red that rubbed off from a book, like a real book. I don't understand how that's possible. Yeah,
maybe mine's just unusually durable. It's not, but it's
I'm exaggerating a little bit. It's not like terrible. There's not a lot, but there are marks on it. And I don't love the way it feels. I really don't like it. So, I don't know.
It doesn't bother me that much. I think it would bother me in black, because I think it would show all the fingerprints and the marks.
Oh, it definitely does.
The white one's been fine for me. So, interesting that they're going in a different direction with this new one, at least. So, my expectation is that the top case, that's what they call it, at least on a MacBook. And what they mean by the top case is actually that top surface where the keyboard is. They don't actually mean the outer side of it or the lid. They mean...
So it's the part where you rest your hands on.
Yeah, the palm rests.
That's going to be aluminum.
That surface. So it looks like that will be the case. And then it will also be a larger trackpad. So I guess the whole keyboard is going to move slightly further back. And I also wouldn't be surprised if we get a function row, because Apple did bring a function row to the 10th gen iPads keyboard. So they must know that that is...
Dude, just take the 13-inch MacBook Air, take that whole bottom portion, and just make that the keyboard. Like, what? Who would say no to that? Who would say no? Raise your hand. No one's raising their hand. No one's doing that.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of potential for a keyboard accessory. If they were to integrate a battery, if they were to integrate more ports, if they were to integrate MagSafe 3 from the Mac... there is potential there for beefing up the iPad Pro. And also, if you give it a really good hinge that's got more articulation in it, because the base is heavier, so you can just articulate it in to a far larger degree of angles, that would be really, really nice.
There needs to be a way where you can, lift it up, bend it back, and then bring it forward all the way, and where it like kind of magnetically attaches to the bottom portion of that, or the front portion of the lip of the bottom. Like that, and then that way you like the keyboard's out of the way, and so you can draw or like you can tap around if you want to, and then you can move it back. I don't know. But you just gave me like a really good, it's not my idea, but you just sparked something in my brain of if the back has MagSafe capabilities, and then you can put that on the back of the Magic Keyboard, and then there's a bottom battery, like that is a good use case. Like, hey, now you're going to get even more battery life. This thing's charging for you. But apparently we're not getting anything extra like that, or even an extra USB-C port. So I'm just all.
It's
got to
be different. It's going to be sitting in the keyboard lineup above the existing keyboards. So the existing keyboards are going to remain on sale because those will continue to work, presumably at the very least with the two new iPad Air models.
Yeah.
So for this to be positioned as like a Magic Keyboard Pro, just having a metal top case is not enough. There's got to be more to it than that, and maybe function keys. So my expectation would be, even if it's that you get that single USB-C port, right now that USB-C port cannot transfer data. So it could be something as simple as
even if they
it also
that
transfers
up.
Data now. Yeah. There are little things they could do.
Also, like function row, what would that look like for the iPad? I mean, I know there's other keyboards that are third party that have had some sort of function row-esque type deal, but like how would Apple do that? And I want it to be done in an Apple-y way where it's like this magical software, hardware, you know, coalition. They just go together. They just work. But am I also just going to get like basic function row and it just is what
it is? I think
so.
I think if we get one, it's going to be like the 10th gen iPads.
Can they at least put a stage manager button, please? Can that needs to be there. There needs to be a stage manager button. That'd be huge. And then make stage manager better. That's all I'm asking for.
Well, maybe. maybe the actual iPad Pro itself will have an action button.
No.
And if it does, have that stage manager.
Now you're getting crazy. Did I miss something?
No,
is that really
not a rumor? But okay, it seems plausible to me that the iPad Pro could get an action button. Why not?
Yeah, I guess. What about color options? Do you think it's going to be white? I don't think so. That would be weird for aluminum, right?
The keyboard. Yeah. I think silver and white, and then space gray and black.
Wait, what do you mean? For the Magic Keyboard?
Yeah.
You think there's going to be a white option?
I think that they will use multiple materials, and those multiple materials will be different colors.
Interesting. So the keyboard area that's aluminum, what color do you think that's going to be? Silver?
Silver, yeah.
And white? That seems strange. I don't recall.
Well, that's the Vision Pro. Like, that's the
true.
Vision Pro's got like white silicone and then
yeah.
Silver aluminum.
What other product does that though? There is no other one from Apple, is there? Recently, you could say an iPod Touch.
I mean, to some extent, like the Apple Watch. With a white sport band and silver, like they. But my point is, Apple likes that combination. They used to sell white silicone cases. Even if you think about wired headphones as well,
it's not the white that's bothering me. It's the all one piece of, you know, it's not all one material, but it's all one device. And to have it multicolored is not usually something that Apple does. Like a case is never multi. Yeah.
So, for example, take something like the iPhone 5 and 5S, or even the, you know, obviously it was ultimately the iPhone SE. That there were multiple colors on that iPhone because the little antenna pieces on the back were a different color to the aluminium, and there were different textures. And where Apple likes to break stuff up, it doesn't generally. Always, if it has surfaces made of different materials, it does not make those materials the same color. So even like say on AirPods, the little hinge, they haven't painted the little hinge white. They've left that silver. So the AirPods are white and silver.
Oh, AirPods. Yeah, that does count actually. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like, well, the current MacBook or the Magic Keyboard that you just showed me, I think that would look weird if it was just the same and then had just like a silver aluminum keyboard. Like I feel like that would look strange. But I just need to see it, I guess. I'm a visual person. Then what about the space gray one? That would just be like a space gray aluminum?
Yeah, space gray and then the kind of black black silicone. I think it's plausible. I think it certainly could make it feel like a much more premium product. I mean, let's not forget, Apple has been playing with contrast with the keyboards for a long time. So even if you think about the Magic Keyboard for the Mac, the keycaps are white and the chassis is silver. And even on the new MacBook Pros, the keyboard well is black, but the chassis is a contrasting color. So that all of that stuff is well within the realm of plausibility.
All right, let's quickly touch on the Apple Pencil. We really need to get these names in order, man. Just for my own sanity, I just can't
Magic
keep
track.
Magic Pencil sounds
that.
Fine. It sounds fine.
Yeah.
Apple Pencil.
Magic Pencil would have been a better name than Apple Pencil, in my opinion.
It really would have. Not because I just accidentally said that, but because it just makes more sense. If every other accessory is magic in this case, then why not Magic Pencil? Anyways,
I don't like Apple, the way Apple leans on Apple for everything now. Apple Music, Apple TV Plus. I miss the days of iCloud, iPhone.
Things
were more fun then.
Do you cringe? And I would love to hear everybody else.
I know what you're going to say to me. Know what you're going to say.
Go ahead.
You're
going
to say about iWatch.
Yep. I cringe every time someone's like, so what iWatch should I get? I'm like, well, you should first off tell me what an iWatch is, and then I'm just being a dick, so I don't want to be I don't know why it irks me. I'm like, come on, we've had this for like almost 10 years now. It's Apple Watch. You should know that. I don't know why people still call it, but I guess it was a missed opportunity. But yeah, okay, so tell me more about the iPencil, okay?
Okay, so iPencil. We are expecting VisionOS support, which is intriguing.
For this one, I was under the impression that one might have been... So you're thinking for sure this one might get Vision support.
That is my understanding.
Okay, cool.
And
I mean, doesn't matter.
I think that also tells us a little bit about it, because if it can't only support inductive charging like that, because what if you don't have an iPad, which means it's got to have USB-C as a charging option, which means multiple charging options, which is good. I can imagine it absolutely having a sliding top like the USB-C Apple Pencil we just got, but also with the inductive charging capabilities built in further down. And also we're expecting it to support a new squeezing gesture.
Yeah,
so at the moment,
intriguing.
You can double tap to switch between tools, but we're expecting also for you to be able to squeeze. And a few people have said, what is this useful for? Why would I want to squeeze the Apple Pencil? But I actually think that it goes hand in hand with the rumor about VisionOS, because in VisionOS, there's not going to be a surface for you to actually touch on if you're writing in the air or you're manipulating something in the air. So you need some kind of input mechanism. And in the same way that when you squeeze the AirPods Pro, and you get some kind of feedback, I can completely see that in the end of the Apple Pencil, that when you're drawing something in the air, some kind of 3D shape, you need to squeeze to make that happen, to complete the input system.
I think that's really intriguing. So do you think it'll be squeezing to initiate the fact that you're using it with your Vision Pro, or do you have to squeeze and write the whole time? That might be kind of annoying.
Maybe that's configurable. I don't know. But I think that there's got to be some way that you can use the Apple Pencil in 3D space and not actually have to use it flat on a surface. I think there will also be the ability to use it flat on a surface. I'm sure Apple would love it if you would use a sandpaper surface and then you have to go and buy a bunch more Apple Pencil tips.
Sandpaper?
Which is, so it's definitely going to happen if you start using that on every surface in your Vision Pro. So I think it all kind of works together.
Now, what about the tips? Are we for sure hoping for magnetic changeable tips? Different sizes, different
It was
variations?
Rumored. Whether it's going to happen, I don't know. I think there's a good use case for it, like a paintbrush style tip.
Sure.
It's a little bit more fibrous that provides a different feel. Something a little bit more rubbery, something that's maybe more like a highlighter. I think that would be really nice. Have a little case to keep them in, make you feel like you've got a more versatile set of tools.
Yeah, I think that, couple it with the squeeze. I mean, there's like endless possibilities for that. If you can like different tips, different squeezes, you know, combo that together, it changes up different things. In the code, that this is how we kind of found the squeeze gesture was, you know, it would be a quicker way to add a sticker, text box, signature, or like a shape. I don't know. Those are like kind of lame ways to introduce the squeeze gesture, but then you think about, like, is it kind of like the action button of the pencil? That would be cool. Like, if, like, different levels of squeezing in different apps could be customizable and configurable, like, might make me use my iPad once more so per quarter. I don't know. Instead of once a quarter, it'll be two times a quarter. Who knows? Are you going to use this app? Are you going to use this iPad every day? You going to get a new one?
Don't ask me that, Dan, after we've talked about it for this long.
What? No. I mean, it's not our responsibility.
I'm not going to buy it.
It's not our responsibility to buy everything. I mean, it's my responsibility to get everything that Apple does, but it's not yours.
I have bought, I wouldn't say every generation, but I say every maybe 2 or 3 years, I have bought the new iPad Pro and all the accessories. And I think it's time I give the iPad Pro a little break.
Dude, but this is not the one to do it.
It's because I'm more interested in Vision Pro right now to do what the iPad Pro does.
So you're gonna save your money for a Vision Pro, because that's gonna be coming soon.
I'd rather take a year or two out from the iPad and try and move over to Vision Pro and see how that works for me, because the iPad Pro certainly has not worked for me, which is a shame. But I don't know that having OLED and that having a nicer keyboard is going to get me there. I think what will get me there would be a bigger display, coupled with a much thinner chassis, a much lighter weight keyboard, and just slight software tweaks so that cursor gets better, stage manager gets better. I can see myself eventually doing that. But at that point, by the time we actually get all of that stuff, the Vision Pro 2 will be available. And then I'm going to be way more in on that ecosystem.
Yeah. I think you should buy a new iPad and a Vision Pro and then see which one in the 2 weeks time period that you have to return one of them, see which one you use more.
That's a good challenge.
My guess is it's going to be Vision Pro because it's new to you.
Yeah. But I would be biased.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I should try that because I have had the Vision Pro for a while now. So it's not like, oh, this is so cool, fresh, new tech. It's like, yeah, maybe we'll see, like, can it really replace something? And is that something the iPad? Is it your phone? Is it your Mac? Which one is it? So, all right. Well, yeah. I mean, we're going to be talking about the iPads more and more as time goes on. And then we won't have to talk about it for a little while. So we'll have new stuff. We'll have some guests to talk about it as well with us, hopefully. Again, let us know your questions for our 101st episode. Any question you have, we'll answer. We'll put out some stuff on social media as well. If it's easier for you to just respond in a tweet or an Instagram post, then you can do that too. Otherwise, we'll catch everybody in the 99th episode next week.